And it's me again, talking about the Casey Anthony verdict. I know quite a few people who are still upset at the Casey Anthony verdict, and I don't blame them. But there are quite a few people I know who are getting to the point where I'm kind of worried they're obsessing over it. And I hate to say this, but you have to let it be. There's nothing you can do. You can't just bring the jury back in and say, change your minds. They made their decision. This will not be the first bad verdict in American judicial history, nor will it be the last. But it's on the record, and we can't retry her, unfortunately, because of the double jeopardy law. Know this, Casey Anthony will always have to carry around on her conscience what she did. And eventually, she will be judged for it by a greater power than any court on this planet. That being said, she has been found not guilty. Not innocent. Not guilty. To those out there who are still upset about it, understand this. You need to turn your anger, your disappointment, and your tears into positive action. Advocate for other children. Advocate for abused children. Advocate for neglected children. Advocate for children, period. Turn that anger, turn what you feel about this case into positive action, because if you do not, if you continue to be so upset about this, you'll only hurt your own life. And to those mothers out there who are still angry about it, understand this. You have your kids to worry about first and foremost. What happened to Casey Anthony in that trial, you can't change the outcome as much as you'd like to try. It's already happened. So, if you really need to do something, then advocate for children. Take some time out of your busy schedule and advocate for children. But more importantly, work with the kids you have. Protect them. Grow them. Nurture them. Make their lives a lot better than the one Kaylee had under Casey Anthony's care. That is what you can do. What you can't do is force this verdict to be changed. It simply will not happen. And what I fear is somebody is going to go off and kill Casey Anthony. And basically, we all know two wrongs do not make right. As much as it might feel good to see her put to death, it would not be right. She'll eventually get her comeuppance, whether in this realm or the afterlife, but eventually she will get justice. And so will Kaylee. Kaylee's in a much better place now. So for those people out there who are still seething at the verdict, it's time to turn that into positive action. I hate to say it's time to move on because that's insensitive, but it's time to turn it into positive action. Because if you don't, then you run the risk of destroying your own life, of undermining what you're doing for your own children. Look at South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. And you'll get the idea of why it's important to not obsess over it. Because Sheila Broslovsky obsessed over something that happened to her kid and neglected her own kid. Don't let that happen to you. Advocate if you can, but most importantly, nurture and raise your own kids to the best of your ability. That's more important than anything else, and that will be ultimate justice. Better kids under your care. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.